Welcome back to Arizona Edition. I'm Lou Gum. Time now for this week's work story. This week we're hearing from morticians. Cesar Dominguez is the owner of Desert Valley Mortuary and a funeral director intern. In his work story, Cesar talks about what it's like to provide funeral services to a deceased friend or family member.
There is a slight difference because obviously you're doing the procedure on somebody you know and you've shared moments with. But as far as a procedure, that doesn't change. You know, you have to get back to the task at hand. What I usually do is have my funeral director assist me and help me with the procedure. Other than, you know, talking about the good times we shared when they were alive, that's all you can do. And, you know, pray for them and hopefully they're in a better place. Just talking it over with the families and the survivors and sharing good times in the arrangement room when we're arranging the funeral. Everybody's coping with it, and we're talking about the good times we shared with them and kind of work through it together with the family. And you know, at the third day of the funeral, when we're burying somebody, it's a closure and it's a new beginning in their lives to move on. I've always believed that, you know, obviously when we pass away, our spirit is gone to a better place, and our body is simply a shell, of course, but obviously seeing the body reminds you of who that person was, and so you associate that person with our body, obviously. So when I see, you know, friends or family or people that I know in a casket, I see them as how I remember them, and to me they're sleeping. Oh, I've had several close friends pass away. One was from cancer, and the other one died in his sleep from a heart failure. So those are tragic because it was a fast illness, and the other one was sudden. We're tied in with the community a lot, so we were involved with the funeral, with the families. I think about that often when, especially when friends of mine get ill or family members get ill. I always worry about, you know, the time that's going to come if they go before me, that I'm probably going to have to take care of them. But that's the nature of the business. I mean, we are in the funeral business and we deal with death.
That was Cesar Dominguez, owner of Desert Valley Mortuary in Yuma. He began working in funeral services in 1997 and started the family funeral home in 2006.